stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
This is Productivity 360. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide, folks. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you to all of you who have joined us via social media. That's on iHeart, iTunes, and all mobile streaming platforms. Thank you to those who are sharing the online content and leaving reviews and questions. You know we want to hear from you. If you have a specific question, comment, thought, or something that you would like answered, feel free to email us at contactliveproduce@gmail.com. Today, we are going to be talking about five practices to creating your workplace utopia. Five practices to creating your workplace utopia. Now, whether you're in a gigantic organization or you're simply working out of your office from home or anything in between, I need you to know that there are practices that you can actually develop that will create your workplace utopia. Now, many people are sitting in cubicles right now. Many people are staring outside from the windows from a high rise. And many people may be working in basements that don't have actual sunlight or windows. But I want you to know these practices are truly, truly important. And if you would just maximize these and you can modify them in any way, they will help you to create what I call your workforce or workplace utopia. The number one thing that I'd like to talk to you about is listening to something motivational. Listening to something motivational. Charge your mind with the productive and empowering thoughts that come from music, that come from a lecture, that come from a podcast, that comes from, you know, maybe a message, whatever you need to do. When you are creating a workplace or workforce environment and utopia, you want to make sure that you have empowering practices in place. And listening to motivational quotes, thoughts, songs, podcasts, or lectures are just one of the things that you can do to charge your atmosphere. Allow the sounds of inspiration to motivate and stimulate your mind as well as your coworkers' mind. You know, I'm reminded of the days of old when people would go to hotels and they would hear Mozart and different things like that in the background, maybe in the elevator. That's where we got that famous saying, elevator music. But that elevator music used to make you think. It would take you to another dimension, despite how high you may be rising in that elevator. If you were climbing to the 15th floor, you wouldn't think about the flights of stairs that other people may be walking while you're in the elevator because you were listening to the elevator music. So listen to something motivational, something to take your mind off of where you currently are or to help you enhance your actual listening experience. I believe wholeheartedly that motivation lasts about 72 hours without actual application. So when you listen to motivational things, when you charge your mind with productive and empowering thoughts through music or podcast or whatever it is that you're listening to, the next step would be to take action on that which you listen to. Have you ever been in a place where literally you were hearing a particular song and you leave that place, but you find yourself humming that same tune constantly all day long. Why? Because it's gotten into your psyche. It's begun to dance around in the amulets of your mind. And now you have been infected by that productive, empowering, motivating thought or sound of music. So if we're going to talk about five practices of creating your workplace utopia, the number one thing, again, is to listen to something motivational. The second thing that I would like to share with you is, even in the office, whether you're working from home or not, you have to make sure that you practice proper posture. Yes, you heard what I said. It's called the triple P. You must practice proper posture, because no matter where you are, whether you're sitting at a desk or behind a desk, or you're standing and you have one of those ergonomic desks that you can stand and sit, or you're constantly walking around for your individual job or industry, you have to make sure that you practice proper posture. Even if you're a delivery person, you need to make sure that you're lifting boxes properly. Why? Because your body is going to be the telltale sign of if you're practicing proper posture. If you sit at a desk for 8 hours a day and you don't time yourself to where you get multiple breaks to actually stretch your legs and walk a little bit, you're going to find out that you're not practicing proper posture. Well, let me share this with you. Proper posture is essential to the healthy living. Proper posture is essential to healthy living. And when you understand the relationship between posture and your mentality, you will change your energy and your work practice and life by how you position yourself in your posture. I'm going to say that again. Proper posture is essential to healthy living. But it's only when you understand the relationship between your posture and your mentality, it will change your energy in your work practice and in your life. I promise you, folks, I can't tell you how many people I have literally interviewed from all around the world who talk to me about proper posture. You know, when you get to meet people who have been around and have been doing their job for 40, 50 years prior to getting all this wisdom and knowledge, and they have proper posture in positioning, they find themselves to be more agile, more malleable. They find themselves to be more healthy than some of their younger counterparts. Why? Because they did practice proper posture. You know, when you're sitting at a desk for, you know, X amount of hours, you may want to make sure that you stretch your legs. Even if you're not getting around and walking, you may want to stand for a few minutes at a time. You may want to stretch, you know, your heel and point your toes towards your torso or your body. Why? Because it allows you to stretch and get, you know, the blood circulation flowing throughout the body. And in that practicing proper posture, you also must hydrate effectively. All of these things that I'm talking to you about, folks, literally has to do with productivity. Listen, you can be the richest person in the world, but if your health is failing you, what does it mean to anyone? You will die because you've negated taking care of your body. So again, we're talking about practicing proper posture. Number three would be keep a visible to-do list. Some people call them to-do lists. I call them productivity lists, helping me to prioritize and manage the things that I need to accomplish for the day. Those of you who know me know that I don't like to use the word to-do list because people put minuscule things on lists just to feel good about themselves. But let me share this with you. If you keep your to-do list or your productive list at eye level, it will stay on your mind. And when your priorities are at the top of your mind, awareness, it causes you to execute at a rate that's skyrocketing above others. Writing the vision down. There's a great book that I read all the time, and it tells me if I would simply write my vision down and make it plain, those who would read it will run because they will see how productive, effective, and efficient you are, because that which you write down, that which you focus on, that's exactly what gets done. So when we're talking about keeping your a visible list, a productive list, a to-do list, a task list, at eye level, what that simply means is consistently reminding yourself of what needs to be done. And when you focus on what needs to be done, your mind, your body, and the atmosphere begins to come together to accomplish that specific thing. If you don't believe me, if you're watching a television show or you're sitting on the couch and you start seeing a lot of commercials about food, guess what happens to your psyche? It begins to tell you that you're hungry. Why does it tell you that you're hungry? Because visually, it is appealing and appeasing to the brain that you're seeing food. And as you see that food, you begin to get hungry. If you don't believe me, all you have to do is take a stroll in the mall. If you don't have the proper disciplines, you will find yourself biting at every single sale that is in the mall. Why? Because it's at eye level. Take it another step forward for those of you who are thinking, oh, I don't shop at those places. Well, when you go to the grocery store, why do you think all the end caps actually have sale items? Because they're at eye level. The next time that you go into the grocery store, I challenge you to see what do they put at eye level, because those are the things that they want you to buy. There's a psychology of selling, and when you understand it, you recognize it, and now you'll be prepared for the game. So keeping a visible to-do list will help you in your execution rate to skyrocket. Now, here's the thing that I love the most, folks. It is so important. I don't care where you work. I don't care what type of industry you're in. You've got to find a way to do number four. And number four is to institute a fun break time activity. Institute a fun break time activity. Everyone loves to have a good time because fun truly is exhilarating. When you do what you love, it will cause you to have energy. It will cause you to enjoy your life. So part of making sure that you have what I like to call workplace utopia is ensuring that you take a, watch this, a fun break, and you do some type of activity on your fun break. I promise you, folks, these things actually work. I have surveyed so many people in different industries working across the world, and they all have come to this conclusion. This is researched and definitely something that you can take to the bank. So how many times have you gone to work and it seems like your head was down the entire time, and by the time you looked up, it was time to go home? Well, I guarantee you, as productive as you think you were, as busy as you think you were not as productive. So these things that I'm sharing with you are going to help you to not only be productive, not only enjoy your day, but to be effective and efficient at the same time. Another thing that I'd like to share with you when you're creating a euphoric atmosphere is you have to understand that people are visual. They're visual creatures. So your atmosphere determines how you perform. So if you want to have peak performance in your line of work or whatever the thing may be, it comes from a euphoric experience. So in practicing workplace utopia, you have to create what I call a euphoric atmosphere. For me, for many years when I worked for the government, I always had pictures of my family plastered within my area. Why? Because every time my eyes would look up, I would be looking at my family. Now, many people have many different things that push them to do, what they do, but my why has always been my family. Yes, I am created to do good and to do well, but I know one of my motivators, one of my inspirations is my family. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a family man at heart. So with that, in my areas, there would always be quotes. There would always be pictures of my family and always things that would remind me to go to another level. You know, in the military, I've always told people that you don't get promoted in the military because you think you want to be promoted. You get promoted because you are doing a job above the job that you're getting paid for. You are showing signs of potential and you're operating in the stead of leadership that is above your pay grade. And once you are recognized that you're doing these things on a consistent basis, so that way it's not a fluke, then you can actually be promoted. How do you do that? Well, there are tests that you would have to take. There would be, you know, athletic things that you would have to do. But there are multiple things that would cause someone to look at you and say that you have the potential to become the next rank. And then after you've taken the test and you've done the agility things and strength things, then and only then do you go to the board so that you can become what we call promotable. It doesn't mean that you've been promoted. It says that you're promotable, meaning you have the potential, you have the ability to continue to operate at that level. And after you have achieved those things and gotten all the scores that you need to have, then there would be something called a promotion ceremony. So I would tell you to take that at heart and ask yourself, how many times have you found yourself operating at another level, whether that's in business, whether that's in ministry, whether that's in, you know, writing or whatever your industry may be. When you find yourself operating at the next level, that's when you can start saying to yourself, I'm promotable. Yes, not only do I show up on time, I get the job done in less time and I maximize my time. Therefore, I am ready to be promoted. But once again, you have to ask yourself, what are you focused on? Today, literally, we've been talking to you about how you can physically, watch this, you can physically create a workplace environment that has utopia. I'm telling you, folks, nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Despite where you may be or what you may be experiencing, once you have workplace utopia, oh my God. That's right. I said OMG. So there are literally 12 practices to doing that, but today I wanted to share five of them with you. We've talked about listening to something motivational. That's because the mind needs to be challenged. The mind needs to be invigorated. The mind is begging you to stretch it. By changing your mind, you literally change your life. And when you recognize that, you stimulate things in your mind that causes you to want to do more and do better. Then we talked about the practice of proper posture. You know, again, I'm reminded of the old heads that I've spoken to all throughout my career and life and learned from them how they stay so agile, so malleable, so full of vibrancy and full of life. So when you're practicing proper posture, you are helping yourself with longevity, longevity. Again, you could be as solid as a rock right now, but if you're not taking care of your body, what you'll find is that you will become as soft as porridge a little bit later in life. The third thing we shared with you is to keep a visible to-do list or productivity list, task list, or whatever the case may be. Those things that you keep at eye level, those things that you see on a consistent basis, those are the things that you are going to accomplish. Why? Because what you focus on is what actually gets done. And when you keep your priorities top of mind, that's when execution can literally skyrocket. The fourth thing that we shared with you today is institute a fun break time activity. I can't tell you how many dull and boring workspaces are out there, but you can enlighten that dull and boring workplace. You can bring passion and vigor and fun into that workplace if you would just set up some type of fun break time activity. And then lastly, create a euphoric atmosphere. People are visual people, so your atmosphere will determine how you perform. So peak performers are those who actually create a euphoric atmosphere. Listen, folks, it is always a pleasure to come and talk with you and give you tidbits and nuggets of how to be productive in your life. If this is actually helping you, if this show you'd learn something or something that you've already been putting into practice and you heard it here, share it out, folks. Go ahead and blast it on social media. Let people know where you heard it from. Let people know what's going on. And if you're listening from iTunes or iHeart, I tell you, go ahead and write a review, write a comment. Let us know what you think about the Productivity 360 show. It is my endeavor each and every Friday to bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world, bring you the tips, the tools, the strategies that will help you to be more productive in your everyday life. The key to enjoying life is recognizing that life is made to be lived. And the key to enjoying your business is to run a business that will bless you each and every day. How do you do that? You impact, you produce, and you serve others. When you serve and produce, you will impact lives far beyond your comprehension. So again, thank you all that have joined us today. Thank you all who have been rocking with the Productivity 360 show for years now. I am super excited about what is to come. There are some mega things on the horizon, but we want to share with you the things that literally will take you to the next level. So again, share us out on social media. If you have any specific questions, comments, or thoughts, make sure that you send them to contact.liveproduce@gmail.com. I'll be sure to start reading some of the questions that I've been getting and answering them live on each show. So, as I always say, you know what I always say? What is that? I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, get out there and live to produce. And remember, these five practices to creating your workplace utopia can work for you if you work them. Until next Friday, I'll catch you right here on Productivity 360 on Bashani and Worldwide. Blessings, peace, and productivity.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.